This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Breaking news in our very beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Our friend and sometimes co-host of the show, Rich Paul, has been arrested. We will update you on that situation here a little bit later on in the show tonight. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
So a lot of times, you know, we come to the table here at Free Talk Live. It's open phones. You can call in about anything. But obviously, we have to bring stuff to the table to talk about because that's our responsibility as talk show hosts, to have things that are interesting, at least to us and hopefully to you, and to present those things. And so sometimes when we both bring the same thing in, that's like that's a guarantee. We've got to, you know, independently, we both selected the same thing without consulting one another to talk about here. And that is a story from RT. Mine's from RT. I'm not sure about yours, Mark.
Yep, same here.
Dad goes to jail for 4-year-old daughter's drawing. It was a kindergarten class piece of art that Jesse Sansone probably won't want to hang on the refrigerator anytime soon. After Jesse Sansone's 4-year-old daughter drew a picture of a gun, cops handcuffed the clueless father and dragged him off to jail.
I can't tell you how many deadly weapons I drew while in school.
How about tanks and like military dudes and like whole battle scenes?
Mm-hmm. Spaceships with lasers, the whole thing. We had a game. I don't know if you played.
How about a shark with lasers? Did you ever do the shark with lasers?
I did dinosaurs with lasers.
Okay.
But that was really wasn't any kind of thing that was a big stretch back in the day. There was cartoons that had stuff like that, so that wasn't exactly cutting edge of imagination there. But I don't know if you ever played this game. There was a game that we played where you'd take a pencil and you'd hold the pencil down, point down on a piece of paper, and you'd like flick it or lean it or whatever to get it to get a laser to shoot. And then you'd take a ruler and you'd go along the line, the vector that the line had made from the pencil. And then if you hit the other array on the other you know things arrayed on the other side, usually with spaceships on my side, but.
No, I never played a drawing game with anyone except for like tic-tac-toe or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And we did that.
Wow, like a drawing war game. That's very creative. So
I'm sure I didn't make it up.
It was there. They dragged him to jail. They handcuffed and dragged him to jail. And it was there that he was stripped of his clothes and searched by the authorities. Sansone was never charged with a crime. He wasn't expecting to be greeted by police
when he went
to pick up his 3 children from school last week. Faculty there had become concerned.
they're just so concerned, aren't they?
Well, there's always this overreaction about weapons and students these days for, in my opinion, no real reason whatsoever. I understand there have been these school shootings, and of course there's an argument that can be made that it's because the schools are gun-free zones is why the shootings tend to happen there.
This little girl drew a picture of a gun, and then at some point, I know in the story, she says it's her daddy with a gun, and he kills bad guys and monsters.
Hmm.
Wait a second. Okay, so her daddy has a gun? Is that the claim here? Or that he's killed bad guys, or that he might have killed a monster? What exactly is the crime?
Well, there is no crime. He wasn't charged with anything. He
was hassled,
arrested and stripped in jail, but ultimately not charged with anything, which is interesting that they can do those things to pull.
Do you remember when we used to believe, you know, like you were younger and you believed in the concept of false arrest? Do you remember that?
It's like a movie thing, right?
The absolute ludicrous notion that you can somehow hold government bureaucrats accountable in some way, shape, or form for arresting you under false pretenses. I mean, you remember that fantasy land we lived in? We called it the United States of America.
What a comforting fantasy.
I'm not sure it ever existed. I don't know.
So, again, he was in trouble. He was in trouble because of the daughter drawing the gun. It was a man holding a gun, and when teachers asked the girl to explain it, she did say it was a depiction of her father, saying that, as you said, he shoots bad guys and monsters. The father says he doesn't own a gun, nor does he kill monsters.
Mm-hmm.
He is 26 and spoke to The Record in Waterloo, Canada, saying, "I'm picking up my kids, and then next thing you know, I'm locked up. I was in shock. This is completely insane. My daughter drew a gun on a piece of paper at school. After seeing the image in question, the school staff became shocked as well. So much so, in fact, that they rang up child welfare officials and local law enforcement and arranged for them to meet the girl's father at the end of the school day. By that evening, Sansone had been handcuffed, whisked away to jail, and forced to remove his clothes for a strip search. Authorities took all three of Sansone's children and dragged them to Family and Children's Services to be interviewed. His wife tells The Record that authorities never explained themselves. She says,
they don't have to.
He had absolutely no idea what this was even about. I just kept telling them, you're making a mistake. Despite her pleas, the ordeal went on for hours. Sansone says he was scared.
Well, once it starts, it's not like they're just going to change their mind in a few minutes.
He says he was scared and was told he would be charged with possession of a firearm. The problem was, he says, that he doesn't own a gun. After being held for hours, Sansone was eventually freed from jail and was asked to authorize a search of his home, though he didn't have to comply. He says he did so anyway.
What a smart move.
Not a good move.
No, it's a terrible move. And this is, what were they going to find there that was going to be helpful to you? If they're going to charge you with possession of a firearm, here's a little surprise. They need to produce a firearm. Letting them in your house to poke around isn't going to, if you don't have a firearm that you know of in the house, isn't going to necessarily get you charged with possession of a firearm. But there's all kinds of other things in your house that are likely to get you in trouble. Not least among them, what goes on in your medicine cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me, listeners of Radio Land. Go check your medicine cabinet. If you've got something out of date, you're likely to have committed a crime. If that thing that's out of date is some kind of particular controlled substance, maybe a painkiller or something like that, you've committed a felony.
So there's not much in the news. I'm actually looking for Jesse Sansone as far as... Oh, you know what? I misspelled it. That's why. I'm trying to figure out actually where this was. It's being reported on in Canada, so maybe this is a Canadian story. RT doesn't make it real clear in their report where this actually transpired. It's filed under their USA category. Well, we'll try to figure that out. But anyway, this could be where you live. It doesn't matter the exact location. These insane zero-tolerance policies exist, it seems like, across the board, across government schools.
Yeah.
And there's more to the story, but, you know, if you've got a child in a government school, I would say that it behooves you to get them out as quickly as possible. Had this child been homeschooled, for instance... Four is pretty young to go into kindergarten, but I guess it happens. But had the child been homeschooled...
Might have been a pre-K.
Or unschooled...
Governments love pre-Ks now. I mean, we've got them from 5 years old on up. We need them from younger.
Or three, or whenever you start that. Authorities did not discover weapons in their search or monsters. His wife says they knew they wouldn't. The police, she says, acted on an assumption and nothing else. The way everything happened was completely unnecessary, especially since we know the school very well. I don't understand how they came to that conclusion from a four-year-old's drawing. And so what if he did have, a gun?
Well, it could be. It depends on the state that it's in, because...
Possession of, yeah, I guess that's
some
true.
Some states it's very, very difficult to possess a weapon.
Wow.
Others, not so much.
It doesn't say anything in here about him being a felon or anything like that, which certainly could have been a possibility.
Well, do you think the school checked on that before they did all this? It seems unlikely.
I don't think the school would, but they called the police, who, you know, they would have tried to figure out who the guy is, I think. The girl's father says he was surprised as well. The principal had offered him a job as a counselor at the school.
This is crazy.
Sansone is a licensed personal support worker that educates children in classrooms across the region. The principal, Steve Zack, tells The Record it was the welfare agency's decision to involve the authorities. So the school called CPS or whatever they're called in that state.
Right.
And then CPS called the police. Police chose to arrest Jesse here. Nobody wants something like this to happen anytime, especially not at school. But that's out of my hands, said the principal.
I could not have done a thing about it.
Yeah, it's typical bureaucrat. It's a typical bureaucrat line to say that it's not my department.
Yeah, it's all we did was report him.
Sansone and his family are left wondering why the investigation carried out as far as it did when the record followed up
on
the story.
I'm wondering why anyone would call on this in the first place. Somebody draws a little child draws a picture of their daddy with a gun, and suddenly it's a crime.
An inspector from the police during a follow-up interview said, "We had every concern, based on this information, that children were in danger." Based on the information of a drawing? 855, 453. You can take control here, share your thoughts on Zero Tolerance or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want right here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We got all kinds of crazy and outrageous stuff to talk about tonight. The dad who's been jailed and strip searched because his daughter drew a gun, 4-year-old daughter drew a man holding a gun at school, which he said was her daddy. That guy isn't the only terrible school story. We've got another one coming up for you as well. Plus, our friend Rich Paul has been arrested. It's a developing breaking news story, and we will give you more details on that later on here in the show tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And whether or not you've made the commitment to spend hundreds of dollars on an alarm system for your home, you need to look at the Door Devil. Because even with an alarm system, it's a good idea to shore up your physical defenses. And that's what the Door Devil does, is it reinforces at multiple points your door, and it makes it very, very difficult to be kicked in. And by the way, doors are the most likely targeted places. From what I understand at DoorDevil.com, the most targeted place, because a burglar knows, professional burglar knows, that if you've got an alarm system, they come in the front door, there's always that time window where the alarm system gives you to shut it down. Otherwise, it'll send off the alarm. So the burglar knows they can go in, snatch whatever they need to snatch in the minute or two that they might have to do it before the police are contacted. So the door is the target.
Right. The Door Devil is protection in reality. The alarm system is great. I'm not dissing it or anything like that, but it's protection of giving somebody a call, right?
Right. The alarm system isn't going to stop a swift kick, and Door Devil can. You can go to DoorDevil.com. It's about $60, which is a heck of a deal if it prevents a $1,000 television set from walking out the front door. So DoorDevil.com. You can bring up anything that you want here. We started out with a story from RT.com about a dad who is apparently not in trouble. At this point, he's just
it
been
felt
arrested.
Felt a lot like trouble, I'm sure.
He's just been kidnapped in front of his children, by the way. He came to school to pick up his kids, found the police waiting for him there. They arrest him, take him back, book him, and strip search him at the jail before ultimately letting him go and charging him with nothing. He allows them to search his home, which I really would not recommend you do as far as the police are concerned. I can't imagine the police are going to get a warrant based on the fact that a girl has drawn a picture. But what do I know? I mean, we just keep getting surprised by all these insane stories of government overreach and continuing to invade themselves in our lives. It wouldn't surprise me if the police could go to some sort of judge and say, well, look, we've got a drawing by a child. She says it's her dad.
It's testimony.
Warrant. You know, I mean, this is pretty crazy stuff. And the police claim, we had every concern. This is their police inspector. Yeah, and this is, okay, Waterloo Regional Police Inspector. So this does sound like it was in Canada. But anyway, Kevin Thaler says, we had every concern based on this information that children were in danger. And I just don't even understand that. If you do, and if you think that the police should have done what they did in this case, I really want to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Oh, I think a handgun is pretty much illegal in Canada. I mean, of course, you own a hunting
really?
Rifle and that kind of thing. So
yeah, you might be right about that.
This could very well be testimony, as you know, this is evidence of a crime. I don't know. I think I think that what this is should be considered, since it's not in the United States, is a warning about where things can go. I mean, this is what could happen if you see more gun outlaw, you know, more situations where guns are outlawed and that kind of thing.
You know, and also brings up a larger concern. I mean, we already mentioned the idea of get your kids out of the government schools. If they're not around these government bureaucrats, they're not going to have the CPS as likely to be called upon them, or whatever agency it's called in Canada.
Right.
And also, they won't be subject to interrogation about you as a parent. Maybe you aren't a gun-owning parent. Maybe you like a little bit of marijuana, and marijuana, you don't live in Colorado or Washington, and cannabis is illegal where you live. Well, it's not been unheard of for the police to go in and, you know, do a DARE class with kids in elementary school and ask them specifically, kids, do you know if your parents smoke pot? Look, you can tell us. We only want to help your mom and dad. Can you let us know if your parents smoke pot? Johnny, does your mom's? Oh, you're raising your hand? Okay, come on over here, Johnny. We're going to help your parents.
Now, what's your address?
You know what they do? They help their parents into a jail cell. Then they get CPS called on them, and the kids could get taken away from mommy and daddy.
That'll be helpful.
Now, of course, marijuana-using parents are productive members of society for the most part, just like an alcohol-using parent is a productive member of society, as Rick Van Winkler from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition recently correctly pointed out. With whether it's alcohol or illegal drugs, you always have different levels of use. You've got a user, you've got an abuser, and you've got an addict. And most parents who are using cannabis are using it responsibly. But that won't prevent the police from sending them to jail and arresting them and doing all of it in front of the kids. Just it's terrible. And the child doesn't know. You know, all they know is what they've been told by the people at the school. And even if they've been told by mom and dad to keep this quiet, I don't know if you can really count on a 4-year-old or a 7-year-old to be the best at withstanding police interrogation.
I would think not.
Yeah. So yet another reason to not send your kids to government school. If they're not at government school, they won't be as subject to police interrogation about your activities, your peaceful activities as a parent. Because even if this guy did have a gun, okay, maybe handguns are illegal in Canada, but let's say it was the United States. There's no reason why this ridiculous response wouldn't have happened here, too. Even if he did have a gun, it's not illegal to go to the shooting range and take your kid there. I mean, it could very well have been that she'd been to the range with dad and, you know, he was showing her his gun. And that's what gun-owning parents like to do.
It could be, see, she saw a movie. She idolizes her father, like right. So many children do. Thank goodness. It's a great and healthy thing. And she saw a movie with, you know, somebody with a gun. And she decided that daddy was that kind of guy. He's as brave and as strong and as just and as pure.
Sure.
As whatever his name is in Die Hard.
Bruce Willis. John McClane.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah. I just want to say the rest of that.
You can't. No. I'll dump you. You can say it, but then you get in trouble.
But, I think that what I hear here is a little girl that just thinks her father's great and strong and powerful and that kind of thing. My daddy can beat up the bad people.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You take control here, and Lorraine is on in Brooklyn. Lorraine, are you listening on the radio tonight there?
Yes, I am.
How are you listening to Free Talk Live?
I'm sitting in the car. I'm at the laundromat. I'm sitting in the car. And I usually put her on and listen to her. I wanted to call one other day concerning that shooting.
Who is her? I'm just curious. Who is her? Who do you believe you're listening to?
I can't remember her name.
All right, doesn't matter. We'll stand in for her. So what were you calling about tonight?
It's about the officer that was released that was a prisoner.
I've heard about this. This is like the big headline here. Lorraine, I'm going to ask you to hang on. We're going to come back to you here in a moment, and we'll get your thoughts out completely. So stand by. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we haven't talked about this thing yet. It's been all over the news, and honestly, I don't know much about it.
I've been reading
it. Okay, good. We'll come back with more here at 855-450-FREE. My friend was arrested today. That has certainly kept me busy. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Americans have always been ready. to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here toll free, even if you're not actually listening to Free Talk Live. We'll take calls for any show. 855-450-FREE.
And just that pathetic.
You can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And she, unfortunately, literally just dropped off the line. If you're just tuning in, we had a lady call from New York City listening to a station in Brooklyn that we are not supposed to be on. And what usually happens in those circumstances is we're not actually on the station. She's calling a show that is on our network. Our network, GCN, syndicates something like 75 radio programs.
Yeah, I think it's the largest syndicator of programs in America.
That may be true. They have, at any moment in time, six channels of programming going on. So there's a chance that that station is airing some other GCN show from earlier in the day that uses the same phone number.
Right.
So... anyway, that's probably what's going on there. But she had brought up this thing with the prisoner exchange, Mark, and can you maybe just summarize,
oh my
God, for
my really?
Benefit, what the hell this is all about? I heard there was a trade between some kind of soldier, POW, and some folks from Guantanamo?
Yes. So there's this guy, Bergdahl, I believe is his name. He got captured about 5 years ago. The conditions under which he was captured seem to be in dispute.
Okay.
The Republicans say he's a traitorous deserter and deserves to be, you know, continue to lock up.
Deserves to be POW?
Well, essentially, that why in the world would you trade five dangerous terrorists for this deserter?
Mm.
The Democrats say something to the effect of, we never leave a man behind, and we're out of there anyway, so screw it. Let's not forget the added sort of thing where, well, you know, they're leaving, and it feels like they're wrapping up. I don't know what is the case in this situation and what isn't. This guy clearly has been in, you know, their clutches for some time. And
so this guy has turned into a political football?
Yes. Well, everything's a political football now. Nothing is not a political football.
It's just amazing.
Now, the fact is...
And the other thing is that people are upset because some people from Guantanamo were released, right?
And certainly that, but interestingly, the president may very well have broken the law. He should have gone to Congress on this one from everything I can tell, and didn't. And It may be that he broke the law to get this guy out. Now, generally, I wouldn't expect Republicans...
Oh, I'm sure they won't hold him accountable.
I don't know.
Very rare. I mean, very rare for people who are within the government to be held accountable for their...
Chomping at the bit. The Republicans are chomping at the bit to do something about Benghazi, right?
Okay.
Well, now they have him over a barrel. I just don't think they're just going to leave this alone, personally. But we'll see. You know, maybe. You may be right.
All right, so toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Mark, it's a good time to get into a mortgage these days, right?
Well, I'm not going to give advice on when you should get into a mortgage and when you shouldn't, but if you need one, I would say that now might be a good time. Mortgage Minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, he definitely believes it is, because there are private loan sellers who are competing now directly against the U.S. government. A lot of people have seen an opening in the marketplace. They've seen that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mismanage loans and that Dodd-Frank has sort of messed up the loan industry in many ways. And so they're reopening this sector that kind of got closed after the mortgage crisis, which was the stated income loan. So if you... for instance, you need to refinance or you need to get some cash out for whatever reason, or you're buying a home and you can't show income, don't want to show income, because I got a stated income loan just because it was easier than going through and getting all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
I paid mine off. I don't see any reason why others wouldn't do the same. So is all you got to do is the rates are great. And all you have to do is state your income, truthfully, obviously, and you can get a loan. Whether it's as a refinance or cash out, call the Mortgage Minute Guy. It's 866-288-0088. Or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. They actually redid the website at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Looks great. 866-288-0088.
Rob's in Richburg, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob.
I love you guys. You're the only mortgage advertiser who would put the word truthfully in there. You're so subversive. It's great.
Thank you.
I'm calling about the Canadian thing. Of course, it's crazy, but I think it's just part of a broader war on traditional manliness. Everything that's traditionally masculine, my dad might have a gun at home. I mean, I know guns are highly restricted in Canada, you know, but they're still legal. You know, you probably have to have 1,000 permits and a DNA sample or God knows what.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just part of a war on men. I mean, I don't know if you guys participate in pop culture at all, but, you know, they do get TV up there in Keene. And I mean, every single...
I don't watch it.
Mine's not fun. But every... I mean, there is no show in which a man is not a moron. There is no cultural touchstone anywhere. There's not.
Yeah, but I mean, hold on. I mean, aren't you being? That's kind of unfair. Aren't there shows where women are, you know, crazy? I mean, one of the old kind of stereotypes of women as well. I mean, there's plenty of stereotypes on television.
Okay, but that's not what I said. What I said is there is not one example of anything like Father Knows Best. Leave It to Beaver. There's not one example anywhere where one father is not the dope whose wife and kids teach him everything because he's a bumbling idiot.
Well, I think that there's you know, you'd said man before, and what came to my mind was a lot of these cop shows, like, I don't know who that Jack guy is from 24, but, you know, he's pretty darn competent.
So is he a father?
But I think that, you know, you might be on to something as far as fathers. I don't know. I don't watch enough of this. And
Dexter is definitely not incompetent, and he's a father.
Well, but the show isn't about him being a father, though.
Oh, yes, it is. In a lot of ways, it is. Have you seen Dexter?
Only a few episodes.
As soon as he has a child, then it becomes very much about him being a father to some extent. That's one of the story arcs.
So that guy isn't incompetent. He's a serial killer.
And very good at it.
Oh. Okay. So the role model, I don't know that show, I'm sorry, but the role model male figure is a serial killer.
Yes, well, how about The Walking Dead? I don't know a whole lot of shows, but I've watched a handful of them over the years. The Walking Dead's another popular show that's still in production. The father, the main father, is the protagonist in that program and is mostly displayed as a heroic character who is a leader of others. I mean, there's one episode where he has a mental break, but it's a long series, and there's a lot that happens in a dramatic series like that.
Okay, well, mostly I wanted to talk about the main thing of the story. I'm sorry, go off to the side. Is the biggest... Well, it's hard to say the biggest threat to freedom with the people we have in leadership now, but one of the least recognized threats to freedom is Child Protective Services.
And oh, no doubt about that.
And it's all conducted in secret. It's all conducted by women. But Child Protective Services.
Oh, that's not necessarily true either. We actually had Carlos on here, Carlos Morales, yep. Who was formerly a one of their inspectors, or what do you call them, investigators. And so there are men involved in that. But it's certainly a system that is slanted against the dad in any kind of domestic situation. I mean, that much I think there's a fair amount of evidence.
And I would say there's probably a larger amount of women who are in that system than men. I don't know what that means.
You mean as far as workers, government workers?
Yeah, generally. I would just say that those are the ones that are interested in those types of jobs.
Well, I guess. There was also that story out of Florida about one of the higher-ups at the Florida CPS who got caught... I don't know if it was with child pornography or actually molesting the kids in the care of the CPS system, but it could attract those kind of people as well. Go ahead, Rob.
The guy you're talking about that you had on as a guest, was he a guy who like bailed on the system and said it was corrupt?
He did, as a matter of fact. And he does his own podcast. It's called Truth Over Comfort. And I hear it's pretty good. I haven't had a chance to sample it myself. But whenever he's on Free Talk Live, he's always got some outrageous stories to tell about his experience working inside the system. So you might want to check him out. Carlos Morales at Truth Over Comfort. Thanks, Rob, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's that same kind of persecution mentality, like the Christians, there's a war on Christmas. That's what that reminds me of, this war on men. I don't know if it exists as much as the people who think it exists.
But they think there's a war on women, too. I mean, everybody,
I'm sure the women think that as well.
Everybody who's in a subsection believes that somehow they're being persecuted.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I, on the other hand, am.
Just give up the persecution complex. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no hair. has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free here at 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Freekeen.com, of course, is my blog site. Freekeen blogger Rich Paul arrested earlier today. We still have that story coming up tonight. And your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. You're looking into getting some bitcoins? Maybe you've been thinking about it. You've been eyeballing the price, and it's been going up recently.
It's down just a little bit.
Did it dip down today a bit?
Might be the time. I don't know.
Cashintocoins.com is where you can go to get your bitcoins. Once you've got your wallet set up, you got to get your wallet first. You can go to blockchain.info to get a free Bitcoin wallet, and they do a great job with that. But when you're ready to load your Bitcoin wallet up with Bitcoins or fractions of a Bitcoin, go to cashintocoins.com. They make it easy, it's safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You can use money order, check, or wire transfer, and they've got awesome rates. In fact, it costs you no transfer fee if you're ordering less than $40 worth of the Bitcoin at cashintocoins.com. If you order more than 40, it's a very, very reasonable fee. Cashintocoins.com. As we continue here, we've got Ty. He is on the line via Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Ty.
Hey, I'm glad that somebody called in, even if it was by accident, about the quote-unquote prisoner swap.
Yes.
Wanted to bring something up about that. You know, this is actually more evidence that the Nation of Laws idea is really completely mythical, because the people who are condemning the sergeant who was retrieved, they're condemning him without him having been convicted in a military court for desertion or anything like that. And the prisoners, quote-unquote, that were swapped for him are have never been tried for any of their supposed terrorist crimes. So where's the law?
This sounds like a win-win to me. I mean, five people get out of Guantanamo, another guy gets out of prison.
Just because they're in Guantanamo doesn't make them innocent or anything like that.
But, Mark, if they've never received a trial, they're innocent until proven guilty. And the fact that they were released means they didn't want to bother proving them guilty.
They're presumed innocent, and they haven't received, you know, what do you do in this circumstance?
Because let them out and have a life.
In a legal situation, I don't know. I mean, I think that there are some really evil mama jammas down in Guantanamo.
Well, then they should prove it in a court. And now what has it been, a decade
court?
That they've been there?
Which court?
Any court.
Yeah, okay,
prove
you want
something.
In New
somewhere.
York City?
I don't know, Mark. I don't care.
They're not,
no
there's
one
no
has
jurisdiction.
Anything proven about anything.
Agreed, but there's no jurisdiction.
They can make
the
up jurisdiction. What are you talking about? There's no jurisdiction. I mean, they always have jurisdiction. All they have to do is say they have it.
Ty?
Yeah, McCain called these guys that were swapped the hardest of the hardcore. Well, if they're the hardest of the hardcore, then obviously they've got evidence, right?
Sure.
Shouldn't they have evidence? If they have evidence, they should be able to provide this in some court somewhere.
Well,
it doesn't matter what kind of make-believe jurisdiction.
Here we go back to fantasy land, right? I mean, Mark, you were talking earlier about the fantasy of, I forget which citizen's arrest or whatever it was. But here we have more legal land fantasy where essentially these guys can be held for apparently their entire lives or an indefinite period of time without any sort of access to a trial, without any kind of presentation of evidence, and that people aren't absolutely outraged about that is shocking because this could happen to somebody that you care about.
That really is the shocking part. Nobody has mentioned this in any of the articles I've read. They either focus on, well, this sergeant was a deserter, and some people say, no, he hasn't been tried, you know. But not very few are saying that. I've only seen that actually on Facebook from more libertarians saying that the guy hasn't been tried yet. But actually, in the actual news articles that I've read, none of them say anything about convictions. None of them say anything about evidence for the terrorists either.
No,
they're focused on their political shenanigans. That's what they're focused on.
Yeah, the accusation.
Ty, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You know, it shocks me, Mark, that somebody who spent time in prison, in the United States, by the way, I imagine that means your stay was probably a little more comfortable than Guantanamo Bay. But that's speculation on my part. There probably wasn't any waterboarding involved in your stay in prison. That you seem kind of callous to these guys. I mean, they've been imprisoned without trial for, a decade? When did they start rounding them up? 2001, 2002, somewhere in there?
That's
2003?
Part of my concern, is that they've been treated so poorly by the United States government in the ways that they've been treated, that the and the way that the war on terror has been prosecuted, and I hesitate to use that term, but the way that the war on terror has come about, there's a lot of sort of legal difficulties. If you capture somebody who is a terrorist or whatever, a member of Al-Qaeda or whatever it is that you believe they are in Afghanistan, what do you do with them? They're not a prisoner of war, exactly, because you're not negotiating with any... Because at the end of World War II, the Germans were let go. The Japanese were let go, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, the war's over,
the war
you let them go.
The war on terror doesn't end.
The war on terror doesn't end, even though hostilities in Afghanistan are going to end, right?
Here in this country, they're at least supposed to give you the semblance of a trial. Even though we know a lot of cases complete show trials and it's, you know, big sham, they're at least going to present some kind of case. They're going to call people up on the stand. They're going to present the evidence. These guys are not getting that. There's no moral issue here. The fact is they haven't been convicted of anything and they've been sitting in a prison cell and that's inhumane, period. If they did something, prove they did something. And we know it's a joke. Have one of your joke kangaroo courts set up and at least show the world that you're going to try to make it look like you're giving people some respect to their rights. But they don't care about rights, and they don't believe that humans in other parts of the world are equal to Americans, which is sick.
I don't disagree with any of those statements. However, I'm also of the opinion that one guy is a member of the Taliban. Like, Like, that's for sure. He was like a cabinet member of the Taliban. I don't take them as a group that really gives a damn about rights either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here we have a situation like World War II, for instance, where you have the majority of the conflict in Europe or Asia went between Stalin and Hitler. Now tell me who the best one is between these two.
I don't really care about that. Is it illegal to be in the Taliban? Is it a crime to be in the Taliban? Did this guy commit criminal acts? Did he commit bombings? Did he ask others to bomb for him? If so, let's see the proof. If not, let the man out so he can go lead his life, whatever that was going to be. And not only let them out, but issue an apology while you're at it and cut him a check. Because these people have been imprisoned. And it's wrong.
I don't think an apology or cutting a check is a bad idea. This is the point that I'm trying to make here, Ian, is something needs to bring this to an end. It's not been brought to an end.
Didn't Barack Obama promise that he was going to close down Guantanamo?
They're politicians. They lie. I don't care about that. The point I'm trying to talk about is that something needs to bring an end, and a prisoner trade isn't really an end. Like, there needs
I'm sure there are, 100 more people
Here's
there?
My opinion. Kill him or apologize to him.
Okay, let's go with the apology.
One of the two.
Done anything wrong,
you know,
that we can tell.
Somehow make good or just kill him dead, because I do think that these people are dangerous. And some of those people released, I really do believe, were dangerous people.
You know who's
people.
Dangerous, and we know who are dangerous? The United States military invading other countries and kidnapping people off the streets, who in a lot of cases were fingered by people. What was it, in Pakistan? There were, whoever the government goons were there. They basically brought some of these people to the United States troops and said, yeah, these guys are, they're with the Taliban. Here you go. You need some bodies to fill those cells? Here. Sure, we'll give them to you. Now give us the reward.
I don't.
That seems really reliable.
Yes. Do you understand that there are far fewer people at Gitmo than there were 6 or 7 years ago?
Great. Let's empty the whole place out as far as I'm concerned at this point. Unless you've actually got somebody who's been convicted of some sort of crime against humanity.
I'm with you. Give him a trial or let him go. I'm with you.
Okay.
But I don't know how you do that. See, this is one of the problems. Until the United what you could be suggesting, sir, is that the United States just full-on becomes an empire. That they say, okay, we'll set up a court. We have jurisdiction over the whole planet.
No, that's not what I'm suggesting. I'm just trying to come up with some way to get out of this situation. And I think it's horrifying that men are being held against their will with no charges whatsoever. I don't support a warmongering state, but there are men in a prison cell right now, and I don't know what the current number is. I don't know how many of them have been released. I've heard it's been dozens, hundreds.
I'm sure.
So I don't know how many they still have there, but and I don't know how many of the ones they've had there that they have had there are actually convicted of anything. I'd be interested in seeing those numbers. But these aren't just numbers. These are men who have families. And I'm sure they'd like to see their families again, and vice versa. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwaves. Coming up, our friend Rich Paul arrested today. We will give you the update on what happened there. Plus, Mark has another terrible school story involving a dad who is under threat to send his child to the government school system. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of a transcript, you can earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. For more information, come to mathgate.info.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.